The BC Review Board will reconvene and reconsider its earlier decision to allow Alan Schoenborn to apply for supervised day trips. The board changed its position after learning Schoenborn's ex-wife lives near the psychiatric facility where he's being treated. It's the same community that he would be visiting. Schoenborn was found not criminally responsible for killing his three children in Merritt in 2008. Lawyer Rishi Gill was one of the lawyers who represented Schoenborn during the trial, and he joins us this morning for his take on this week's events. Good morning.
Hello.
So you met with Mr. Schoenborn yesterday. How is he doing? What did he have to say about the review board?
Well, he's doing a lot better than he was before, and I think that's clear from the review board's findings in general. He's awaiting the review decision, and he is hopeful that the decision will stand.
Why is it that he wants to make these forays into the community? What will that do for him?
It's not that he necessarily just he wants to do it. I think every mental health professional would support the notion that slow reintegration in the community is beneficial in the biggest possible way to recovery. And the community access he gets is the most minimal one can have under these circumstances. It is not that he can sign out and take off for a day, you know, even in the custody of somebody else. It's basically 1 to 2 hour short excursions, if I can put it that way, into the community. And it doesn't necessarily have to even be Port Coquitlam.
How aware of is he, how much does he know about the public reaction to the board's first decision?
He's very aware of the public reaction.
And what does he say about it?
Well, he is, again, more focused at this point on getting better and recovering. I think what Mr. Schoenborn would say is there's nothing that he could say that would ever, ameliorate any of the issues that have come up so far.
And so you alluded to earlier that he doesn't, that if he is allowed to go into the community on for these short trips, it doesn't have to be Port Coquitlam. And is that in reaction to the fact that his ex-wife lives in Port Coquitlam?
Well, no, I'm not saying that he said that. I'm saying just as a fact that, you know, if the concern now of the review board is this new information regarding Ms. Clark's geographic location, there is nothing at all stopping the authorities from taking Mr. Schoenborn to, again, a neighboring community. And it's not as if Mr. Schoenborn is simply walking around for hours and hours on his own. He is closely supervised and usually with a group of other patients.
You know, the reaction that we've had from our listeners has been sort of on two sides. The fact that this is a man who is ill, he needs treatment, he needs rehabilitation, and we need to trust the people who are looking after him to make the decisions. The other side is he killed three young children, he should be punished. How do you reconcile those two reactions, or can you?
You can't reconcile it if you accept that he is criminally responsible, that he should be punished. But that's not at all what the law says. That's not what the decision says. And that's not how we as a society should be acting. Mr. Schoenborn was massively mentally ill. He had been mentally ill on and off for about 20 years. He was otherwise, and this is from Ms. Clark during her testimony, saying that he was otherwise a loving and caring and compassionate father to those children. Now, we as a country can go a few different ways moving forward, and I mean that. Given that there's this election going on and some politicians seem to want to use this issue very distastefully to incite voters, and I think in a very negative way, and that's the leadership of this country, not the actual public. I think they're yearning for information. But we can go two different ways. We can go into this model, U.S.-based, of retribution and revenge, and we have to punish. Or we can look at the positive aspects of rehabilitation and realize that nothing could ever make up for the tragedy and the horror that's happened. But we can try to understand, in a medical context, the illness of Mr. Schoenborn and support some efforts, minimal efforts, to rehabilitate him and to get him reintegrated, possibly, into society. And all indications are that he is on the right track, and that's what we want. And that's the hard route to go. It's not the easy route, it's the harder route. It's very easy to take the negative route and the route of retribution and revenge and anger and bitterness, but it's not the constructive route.